British police say one of the two men arrested over a stabbing attack on a London-bound train has been released without charge. The remaining suspect is a 32-year-old British man. He's in custody on suspicion of attempted murder after almost a dozen people were injured on Saturday night, local time. Police are not treating the stabbings as an act of terrorism. Graham Wetton is a policing commentator from the UK and former officer with London's Metropolitan Police. He joined me a short time ago.
Good morning.
Firstly, what do we know about how this attack unfolded?
The train was it was travelling from Doncaster to London's King's Cross. My understanding is it had just stopped at a place called Peterborough Station. As it left Peterborough, that's when the attack started to take place. So passengers activated the emergency alarm. And there's then a process where the driver contacts their control room and probably also the police. And there's a decision made as to whether they're going to stop the train where the alarm's been activated or move on to the station. And coincidentally, British Transport Police had run almost like a major incident scenario a couple of months ago with a marauding type attack on a train that had just left Peterborough Station. So during a scenario that they ran on a tabletop, the decision was to actually let the train continue to the next available station, because when they did the tabletop exercise, it took armed officers about 25 minutes to reach the train because of steep embankments and wooded areas, because it was in the middle of the countryside. So last night, a decision was taken for the train to continue on to the next available station, which was Huntingdon. So it took about another 4 minutes for the train to reach Huntingdon Station, by which time armed officers were on scene and ready to meet the train as it came in. At that point, my understanding is passengers exited the train, as did the suspect. Suspect was pointed out by some of the train passengers, challenged by the armed officers. My understanding then is that he drew the knife that he had on him, challenged again by officers, who then discharged their taser, and he was tasered and then detained and restrained by using a taser. So no firearms were discharged.
And Graham, we know that initially counter-terrorism officers were examining the case. What do we know about the status of the case in that regard now?
Well, again, because it was the information that came in from, I think, members of the public on the train as it left Peterborough, and obviously the train driver and train staff, the police authorities deployed or declared what's called an Operation Plato-type response. And Plato is the UK's response to a marauding terrorist-type attack, where you've got either one or more terrorists are moving through an area, be it either a location or, in this case, a train carriage, and attacking people. And the UK police have developed their tactics over the years based on what we saw happen in Mumbai a few years ago and Paris as well. So initially, when I was working in the police, if we had some sort of like marauding attack where we had a number of casualties, we would normally all deploy to the scene and deal with the casualties, even the unarmed officers. What we found and what we got now with Plato is that armed officers only, and bear in mind not all UK officers are armed, the majority are unarmed officers. So we now send only armed officers to Plato-type incidents. The unarmed officers and the paramedics and ambulance services remain in a safe place near the location and wait for those armed officers to enter the area, locate any suspect or suspects, deal with them, secure and make the area safe, and then they call their unarmed colleagues and the paramedics into the area to deal with any casualties.
Why is it the case still that so many police officers in the UK are unarmed?
It's historic. It's the image of the British bobby being unarmed. I never carried a firearm in my 30-odd years policing career. Personally, I think that the time has now come for us to review that process. I think there should be far more. I'm still not at the point where every officer should carry a firearm, but that's probably because of the age I am and because I did 30 years without one. But I definitely think now the time has come for far more officers to be armed. I think every shift at every police station should have at least one vehicle that carries firearms. We still haven't got the majority of officers firearms trained or authorised to carry firearms, which is why we have this type of response now when we see this type of attack. But these attacks becoming, for me, far more prevalent. I think policing in the UK needs to, again, have a look at our model of policing and the type of response we send, because, again, it's the public and, dare I say, unarmed officers that are at risk. And we've had unarmed officers deal with knife-wielding attackers. There was one in Hainault in London about a year ago where two of the officers that attended only had taser. The taser was, on that occasion, ineffective. and they both sustained fairly serious injuries from the attacker before eventually one of the tasers was deployed, discharged again, and on this occasion it had the desired effect and incapacitated the attacker. So for me, I think that policy, that situation, that standpoint needs reviewing in the UK.
What do we know about the level of knife crime in the UK right now, Graham?
There has been, my understanding, in London, there's been a drop in a number of knife crimes. And bear in mind, we now live in a society where information is readily available. You go onto any social media forums, if something's happened in your area, you know about it instantly. Whereas there are, say, I'm of an age now where you had to wait for the TV news at 10 o'clock or in your case now, 8 o'clock in the morning to find out what happened. So we know about things a lot more. We might not experience them as much, but it just seems the perception is it's massively increased. There has been an increase. Well, there was an increase. It's slightly decreased, I think, in the last 12 months, but it's still at a level that overtakes any levels during my career. So it's still an issue for British policing to deal with knife crime and knives on the streets. So it's still an issue within the society.
How much consideration is there now to what might be the public reaction to an incident? We're seeing more detailed physical descriptions of alleged perpetrators now when there are community tensions around some issues. What's happening there, Graham?
There was a review conducted after some of your viewers, listeners, etc. might remember there was an incident in Southport in Merseyside last year where three young girls were murdered by an attacker with a knife at a dance school, at a Taylor Swift dance event on morning in Southport. So the review was done then about the information that we put out, because at that time, and the process in the UK is that the police service investigate the crime, but then it's the Crown Prosecution Service that decide whether charges are laid. And policing has to work within the evidential rules and laws in how we gather evidence and then present it to the prosecution authorities, the Crown Prosecution Service. And my understanding from that case was it was the Crown Prosecution Service that didn't want too many details released because it may, and it's a big may prejudice any future trial. After Southport, there was a review conducted because the police service then wanted to release some more information about the suspect who had been detained on that occasion. But they couldn't because the Crown Prosecution Service asked them not to in case it would prejudice any future trial. What we've seen recently, and there was a case a couple of months ago where a car was driven into a crowd in Liverpool near Liverpool Football Club because of the celebrations that were going on in the town. There was more information released on that occasion, but it's still the case in the UK that when the police make an arrest, they will not name the person arrested. They will give you almost like an age and an area where they're from. What they're now almost giving out on some occasions is the ethnicity or the background, the cultural background, the heritage of the individual, to stop the issue or the allegations, the speculation online that there's an issue in the UK around the migrants, the people coming over by boats. So there's a perception that these are all unlawful migrants that are carrying out these attacks. So we saw last night, we've seen this morning, the press conference from British Transport Police have announced that first of all, there's two suspects arrested. My understanding in the last 30 minutes is that that's now been clarified. There's just one suspect who's still in custody. The second one has now been eliminated and isn't believed to have been part of, or is known now not to have been part of, the actual attack last night. So it's just one individual last night on the train. He's still in custody. And the police have released more details about his heritage and where he's from, that he's British born and so on and so forth. So it was almost eliminating that speculation that this is somebody who's illegally or unlawfully in the country and they're a migrant that's come over on a boat.
Graham, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.